This is WA4CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima. Anyone copy? This is WA4CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima in Anderson. Anybody copy? Good morning, Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie. This is WA4CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima. The handle here is Sam. I mentioned earlier that I'm in Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm sitting with another ham radio operator. And your call sign?
Whiskey 4HCB.
Whiskey 4HCB. He's been an amateur radio operator for many years. So how you copy? Over.
Little repeater. I'm sitting about, probably 17, 18 miles just east of the Caesar's Head repeater. My name is Keith. I'm in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. Good.
Roger that, Keith. I appreciate the return call. That's a beautiful area up there. There are repeaters, I believe, also on Paris Mountain. And Mount Mitchell, I know, has got some repeaters. But how long have you been hamming? And what kind of rig do you have at your home? Over.
You got Boobies Club has got two repeaters, one on Caesar's Head, one on Paris Mountain. I just use a Yaesu and a mobile unit, and actually I'm talking to you now on a Yaesu handheld, old FT-60, and I've been doing this hobby, I guess you call it, since 1970.
Roger that, Keith. I probably started a little sooner than that, more like the early 60s, my ham career. I have a twin brother, and he is WA4JHD. And we've enjoyed making antennas and using different equipment. Actually, back in 1966, he and I went to the Greenville Ham Fest, and we registered for the grand prize, which was a Swan 350 back then. And we went home because we didn't think we'd win anything, but we won the Swan 350, but it did not come with the power supply, and you had to pay half the price of the power supply. I don't know where my dad came up with $40, but he paid for the power supply for it, and we were in the ham radio business big time. And that was a fine unit, and it still exists. Ended up giving it to another operator in Greenville. He wanted to do some work on it and bring it back to life. Over.
1970. I got out that year, as a matter of fact. And I was a radioman in the Navy, and that's what got me started in this. Along with a bunch of friends who pushed me at it, and I've been here ever since, on and off.
Roger that, Keith. And I was in the Signal Corps myself from 1971 to 73. Thought I was Vietnam bound, but I did not have to go. And just recently I found out my draft number was 227, and they were not calling anybody after 195. But I'd already signed a commission. I graduated from the Citadel in Charleston. Had already signed a commission, so, you know, I was going to be a second lieutenant, a little butterbar lieutenant. So, over.
Okay. This is my friend. I'm going to have to get out of here. Got other things pressing me right now. And Joe DeCuso, holler at us again. And give us a look up. Holler at us once you're around TR. Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie. We'll be out after yours.
Roger that, Keith. Appreciate the QSO and the time spent with you. We'll catch up again with each other. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima, signing clear. Have a great day.
Yeah, you're on a cell phone now. What the heck was he on?
He's on cell phone.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. He said he was listening, though, on another device. I don't know. I guess the repeater.
Could be.